Right, what an exciting time it is in year five here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, because next week is a pretty special, major event for our year five children. How intriguing. Right, to explain more, got five, now I've got three of my year five friends. Your names, please.
Sidi.
Robin.
Liam.
Great, we have Sidi, we have Robin, and we have Liam from year five. Right, Sidi, first of all, let's tell people. So what exactly is happening in year five next week?
We're going to be going to Rippledown House and we're going to be doing loads of activities and we're going to get there by coach.
Yeah, so all of year five are going to Rippledown House. And we were talking earlier, Robin, so how can we describe what is Rippledown House exactly, please?
Well, it's like an activity centre for people from 9 to 10.
Yeah, so it's for like young people, for young adults. And there's all kinds of activities that you can do there. And we're going to be staying for how long, please, Liam?
We'll be staying from Monday to Friday, 4 nights and 5 days.
So you're going for an entire week.
Yep.
And we're going on Monday. What time, please, Liam?
About 9:30.
And how are we getting there?
Coach.
And do we know like how long it will take to get there?
About 2 hours.
Yeah, because it's near Dover, we were saying. Rippledown House.
Okay.
Wonderful. Now, when we get to Rippledown, so... Sidi, have you got any ideas yet of some of the activities that are planned to be doing?
Yeah, we might be learning about the natural world and like how animals get their like food and all that.
Yeah, so we mentioned pond dipping. Liam, if you want to add something.
And we're going to make shelters out of like twig, leaves. We're going to make a fire, campfire.
Yeah, so it's all kind of really good fun, practical skills. You'll have a great time. But also, as we like here at St. Peter's in Walworth, a good learning angle as well. Yes, Robin.
And so we have fun. There's like there's a swimming pool, so that we like have nice fun.
Yeah. Now I think it's wonderful that you're going away and spending some time together as a class or your class friends and learning things as well. But I think maybe it's a bit daunting, kind of going away from home, leaving family and friends for an entire week. Maybe, Liam, how do you feel about leaving your family and friends for a week?
I feel a little bit happy and a little bit sad because you're gonna live you're gonna like stay somewhere else without your mum, dad, and brothers and sister, but you feel a little bit sad because you're missing them.
Hmm. But I think also how wonderful spending a week with all your class friends. How about if we talk about maybe things like the sleeping and the food arrangements? So, Sidi, do you know what's happening sleeping wise? Where do you all sleep?
The girls are being split up because there's too many of them. The boys are all in one room, but there's bunk beds and the people that are misbehaving, there's single beds for them.
Well, I think you'll all be in the bunk beds. I'm pretty confident you're going to have a great time and really representing St. Peter's in a good way. Now, I think it's quite a challenge, really, like going away and staying in a separate bed. So, Robin, hopefully we're all going to be keeping our bed areas very, very tidy. Is that the idea?
Yeah. So that if we're too messy, then we won't find our stuff or clothes.
Yeah. And the food is also a wonderful thing. Right, Liam, hand up straight away. Please, young man, tell me all about the food.
There's like fish and chips, you can have like beef pie, you can have chili con carne.
Yep, Sidi?
You can have vegetable chili con carne, you can have...
Robin, yep, speak up.
Spaghetti bolognese.
So have you seen the menus already then? Have you made your choices?
Yes, but we haven't seen the menu. We just get told what we're having.
Right. So how wonderful. It's like going away, doing all these activities, having your beds with your friends and all this brilliant food. But I think, you know, it's really quite an important week for you. So we'll perhaps end with a more tougher question. I'll ask all of you, please. So first of all, Sidi, what are you hoping to achieve next week?
I'm hoping to achieve, like, how to build a shelter. Like, make more friends that I've not really known for a long time.
Okay, and Robin?
Well, kind of just like silly, making new friends that we don't normally play with.
Yeah, I think it's a great chance to go away with your classmates and, you know, really bond as a whole class together. And finally, Liam, have you got any hopes that you want to achieve next week?
Yeah, I'd like to achieve a bit more friends and a bit more, like, skills of making stuff, skills of, like, going on night walk, a bit more strong, like, against animals, like what you like about animals and try and confident my fear of animals.
Wonderful. Okay, we're almost out of time. So thank you to Sidi, to Robin and to Liam. We'll catch up next week. Have a great time when you're away. Bye-bye.
Bye.